This is Jordan Cunningham. When life throws you a curveball, you need advocates that will fight for you. Along with my wife, Shauna, Cunningham Law Group is a legal team that understands that legal battles are personal. Whether you're navigating a difficult divorce, fighting for time with your child, or facing criminal charges, we will fight for you. Cunningham Law Group, family law and criminal defense, experience with integrity. 805-369-2399 or cunninghamlawslo.com. Because when it matters most, we're on your side.
Summer's most amazing event, the Paso Robles Rotary Winemakers 27th Annual Cook-Off, Saturday, August 8th at the Paso Robles Event Center. Don't miss wine, beer, and amazing food, live music, and more. Sponsored by the Rotary Club of Paso Robles, 100% of the profits go to an endowment which awards scholarships to local graduating high school seniors. For tickets and additional information, go to winemakerscookoff.com.
Summer evenings call for something special, and Cella Ristorante and Bar at Allegretto Vineyard Resort delivers just that. Savor rustic northern Italian cuisine crafted from regionally foraged ingredients paired with an extensive wine list and garden-inspired craft cocktails, all in the warm, inviting atmosphere Cello is known for. Whether it's dinner on the patio or drinks at the bar, Cello is the perfect Paso Robles summer night out. Visit CelloPasoRobles.com to reserve your table.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, July 31st, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Fresno man arrested for pepper spraying children in San Luis Obispo. Creston native to participate in international maritime warfare exercise. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs right around 103. It's 54 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You can't beat their prices on porcelain, granite, slabs, quartz, and lots more. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. San Luis Obispo Police responded to an incident at the Food for Less parking lot on Higuera Street yesterday afternoon. SLO Police say a family of five adults and two juveniles got into an argument with an adult male, later identified as 38-year-old Travis Franco of Bakersfield. The police department says one of the adult victims feared for the safety of their family and displayed pepper spray to compel Franco to leave them alone. Franco retreated into his vehicle and returned with his own spray and used it on the entire family. He then fled as police were called. Franco was later located in Avila Beach by CHP and Port San Luis Harbor Patrol. Franco was taken into custody and found to be in possession of a handgun in his vehicle, stored improperly. He was booked into the San Luis Obispo County Jail for felony child abuse, misdemeanor unlawful use of pepper spray, and misdemeanor improper storage of a firearm in a vehicle. The next Coffee with the City event for Paso Robles will be this morning at 7:30. This session will take place at the Sunrise Villas Apartment. The topic will be the state of homelessness in the city of Paso Robles. Join city staff and representatives that provide a full circle perspective about the current programs, those who receive support, and organizations working to connect people with housing. Coffee with the City is an informative, informal community event designed to provide residents with insight into current issues and topics. This month's session will be an extended 90-minute one. Creston Native participates in World Largest International Maritime Warfare Exercise. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
Junior, you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lucier, Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to slowcountyhearingaids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. A Creston native will be participating in the world's largest international maritime warfare exercise. Petty Officer 3rd Class Hannah Higuera, a native of Creston, serves aboard the USS Theodore Roosevelt, a Navy warship participating in the Biennial Rim of Pacific exercise around the Hawaiian Islands. Higuera graduated from Atascadero High School in 2021 and joined the Navy 3 years ago. In the exercise, 31 nations, approximately 40 surface ships, 5 submarines, 14 national land forces, and over 140 aircraft and 25,000 personnel will participate. The Republic of Korea will command the maritime component, and Canada will command the air component. The Paso Robles and Templeton Chamber of Commerce is excited to announce that Wake Up Paso is back by popular demand. Wake Up Paso is the chamber's premier morning networking and community update event, bringing together local leaders to share the latest developments shaping Paso. The event will be held Wednesday, August 5th, from 6:30 to 9:30 a.m. at the Paso Robles Inn Ballroom. Featured guest speakers this month will be Paso Robles Police Department Chief Damian Nord, Joel Peterson, Executive Director of Wine Country Alliance, and Warren France, Community Development Director for the city. The speakers will provide timely updates on public safety, economic development, community planning, and continued growth of Paso Robles. Attendance is $40 for chamber members and $55 for non-chamber members. For more information and to register, you can visit the chamber's website. Atascadero's free Saturday concert series will continue tomorrow. Tomorrow's entertainment will feature Josh Rosenblum, an artist based on California's Central Coast. His sound today brings pop sensibility to genres of Southern rock, soul, and country. Atascadero concerts are held from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Atascadero Lake Park. Don't forget to take advantage of food truck weekends as well, from 12 to 4 p.m. every weekend through September 27th. This weekend features Quesadilla Gorilla. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Mariners 6-2, the Red Sox over the Athletics 5-4, the Giants beat the Padres 4-1, White Sox over the Yankees 2-1. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Red Sox, the Giants will go against the Padres, the Angels will face the Brewers, the Athletics will go against the Tigers, the Yankees will face the Cubs. In California news, on Wednesday evening, deputies responded to reports of gunshots and screaming in a residential street in Chino Hills on the 2100 block of Monteverde Avenue Drive. A male victim was shot and shoved into a car trunk by a male suspect. The suspect was located traveling at high speeds on a highway. A chase ensued, and the vehicle's passenger surrendered, but the driver instead opened the car trunk and, in front of deputies, shot and executed the kidnapped victim. Deputies then opened fire and killed the suspect. A California businessman is in custody for allegedly hiring a hitman to murder someone over unpaid debt. Agents arrested Marcos Arturo Kleeman Trollen in Miami on Thursday. He is a Mexican citizen, a lawful permanent resident of the U.S., and chief executive officer of cross-border currency exchange company MoneyFlip LLC. Federal officials are also accusing Kleeman of money laundering. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report. We're on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, on Wednesday, Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins visited the livestock inspection facilities at the Douglas, Arizona Port of Entry, highlighting the department's extensive preparedness measure ahead of the planned reopening of the port to livestock trade with Mexico on August 24th.
If we're not able to preserve our ranching, our farming, our rural America, this way of life, we will lose freedom as we know it. And that is how important this is. It is existential, and it is a national security issue.
And during her visit, the secretary also announced USDA's commitment to invest another $25 million towards the opening of a new sterile fly dispersal facility in Arizona to help strengthen the nation's long-term response to New World Screwworm.
We will be funding and opening an Arizona-specific fly dispersal facility here in Douglas, Arizona.
Now, under USDA's phased reopening plan announced last week, each animal will receive multiple veterinary inspections, including by USDA vets, before entering the U.S., and any animal failing to meet APHIS import criteria will be denied entry. Northern Livestock Video Auction just concluded their successful summertime classic sale in Billings, Montana. The cattle market continues to be strong for both calves and yearlings with tremendous buyer support seen. Their next big sale is the early fall preview coming up August 17th. However, the consignment deadline is fast approaching. It's July 31st. To consign, contact your local Northern Livestock rep or call 1-866-616-5035 or visit northernlivestockvideo.com.
Replenish nutrients in your crops to reach stronger yields at harvest. Utilize PK from Helena as a foliar nutrient system designed to boost plant performance during reproduction. It gives your crop the extra energy it needs during critical growth stages to increase uptake and utilization of soil and foliar applied nutrients. Visit HelenaAgri.com to learn how Utilize PK can impact your success this season. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
The Taylor Ranch has a new bison harvest in, and it's selling fast. I'm Susanna Luthi, host of KPRL's Free Talk California and Rancher. I want our community to thrive one plate of bison at a time. We've got new offerings like spicy bison sausage and a bison club that keeps you and meat all year long and gives special perks like a ranch bison safari. Bison transports you back 100 years when meat was what nature intended. Wild, wildly nutritious, and so very delicious. Order now at Taylor Ranch 1868.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together.
Downtown, everything's waiting for.
Go to PasoRobles.downtown.org.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi. Bringing you truly high-speed internet, faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. While California has developed new strategies to prepare for wildfires, protect water supplies, and respond to public health emergencies, the state's agricultural pest prevention system has fallen behind, even as producers face more threats than ever before. Lindsay Carter, executive director of the California Agricultural Commissioners and Sealers Association, said in a recent Ag Alert commentary, quote, "The stakes could not be higher. For growers, invasive pests don't just threaten yields, they jeopardize export markets, increase production costs, and create uncertainty that can last for decades," Carter added. To address the issue, Carter said the association in the coming year will invite growers, commodity organizations, environmental interests, university researchers, state and federal agencies, and other stakeholders to help develop a comprehensive statewide pest prevention plan. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Sunny skies today with highs right around 103, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 50s, northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Sunny tomorrow, highs right around 104, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny skies on Sunday and all the way through Friday next week. Upper 90s on Sunday, low 90s on Monday through Thursday, 93 a week from today. An extreme heat warning is in effect from 10 a.m. today till 8 p.m. on Sunday. Dangerously hot conditions of 95 to 110 degrees are expected in some parts of San Luis Obispo County. Chances of heat-related illnesses increase significantly during extreme heat events. Remember to drink plenty of fluids, stay in an air-conditioned room, stay out of the sun, and check up on relatives and neighbors. Do not leave children or pets in unattended vehicles. Car interiors will reach lethal temperatures in a matter of minutes. Currently, it is 54 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Cape, your all news time is 6:20.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Jerry Willis, and this is the Fox Business Report. People are buying more things from Colgate-Palmolive, maker of Colgate toothpaste, Palmolive dish soap, Toms of Maine, Ajax, and other brands. Sales increased globally but declined in North America. CEO Noel Wallace is citing a difficult operating environment, though he's confident the business can still grow. ExxonMobil and Chevron both reported very strong earnings, boosted by high crude oil prices. Wall Street was expecting an even higher profit from ExxonMobil. That stock is losing ground. Apple and Amazon reported an upbeat quarter. Amazon shares are rallying, though investors are disappointed with Apple's forecast and Apple shares are lower. Westinghouse Electric Company, now a nuclear technology supplier, has filed with regulators to go public. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 021-99910.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
Ricky's Furniture Outlet is now open next to Walmart in Paso Robles. They've got a large showroom. They carry a variety of furniture, Western art, and they specialize in custom sofas. They're open 7 days a week. So that's Ricky's Furniture next to Walmart in Paso Robles. That's the Walmart Shopping Center, of course. All righty, email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com, freedom of speech. Brought to you by Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. Remember, outstanding gas prices. Call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL to join us on the Friday edition here on The Right Choice.
You might wake up some morning to the sound of something moving past your window in the wind. And if you're quick enough to rise, you'll catch the fleeting glimpse of someone's fading shadow. Out on the new horizon, you may see the floating motion of a distant pair of wings. And if the sleep has left your ears, you might hear footsteps running through an open meadow. Don't be concerned, it will not harm you. It's only
the Morning Exchange. KPRL.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Open Mic Friday. Kenny is flying solo, but he will be joined by Jennifer Greniger, Templeton School District, and Randy, I can't pronounce this, the San Miguel School District. And some of the things they'll be talking about are bond measures, academic performance, and answer the question, are there litter boxes in Templeton High School and middle school bathrooms? We need Geraldo Rivera probably to do a story on that as well. All right, so that's coming up this afternoon here on The Right Choice, which, by the way, I did look this up. California. Pets are not allowed on California public school grounds at any time, including before, during, or after school hours. Standard pets like dogs and cats are prohibited on school property due to health, safety, and liability concerns. So if somebody comes to school and says they're a cat or a dog, why are they allowed on campus? Anybody? Bueller? Anyone? See, what you do is you stop the nonsense. You say, well, you're not allowed in school. You're a cat. Can't come. Sorry. Go home. Go home. Stop this foolishness. Maybe we'll find out answers this afternoon on why that can't be done or hasn't tried or whatever the reasons. But let's just stop this foolishness and make sure these kids can read and write. That shouldn't be too hard, should it? Maybe not. All righty, let's see here. What else? Oh, by the way, I was thinking about this driving in because I did get the email from Kenny yesterday on one of the topics, and I was thinking, you know, an issue that's going on, we'll get to that because we have a phone call. Hi, good morning.
Hey, Kevin, I can remember the corona around Paso and the lockdowns, what we did, and I can remember Dr. Frankel. And now that he's, I heard, running for mayor, is that, have you heard that too?
No, his daughter, Dr. Faith Frankel, is running for mayor.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, good. Good. I'm sorry. I'm glad I called. I got to that straightened out. I just keep remembering that Lombardi quote about adversity. It doesn't grow. Adversity doesn't grow strength, I think, or it reveals it. So I was thinking it was Dr. Frankel when I called. I was going to cheer that we could say Mayor Frankel someday.
Well,
but we still can.
Well, yes, we might still be able to do that with his daughter throwing her hat into the ring. But, you know, when you talk about adversity.
Yes.
How many stories have most of us read in our lifetime about very successful people who overcame a lot of adversity? Even, you know, maybe not even, you know, what we consider very successful. Just a lot of just everyday people in life. They overcome things and they move on.
I agree. And I think we might have even expanded on a couple of them. I remember being very, I liked that Washington didn't lie about the cherry tree, and Lincoln walked through the snow to the library, the one little tiny place to get more books to read. They didn't require a bus to bring it to them, or both of those may be fables, but they were our fables, and they were told for a reason, and I think we knew them. I knew why. I mean,
well, yeah, I mean, it was to prove a point, but the, you know, again, no matter if people say, well, it never happened, okay, but you, again, you understand the point. And what you also have to understand is that back then, they didn't have any choice. You know, there was no transportation, basically. I mean, people, horses, you know. But you know what I'm saying. But
yes.
But now, from cradle to almost grave, we give people things. They don't have to, in many cases, earn it.
Right.
It becomes expected of them. And by golly, if we don't do that, there's some group, organization, and whatever that's going to raise holy double hockey sticks saying that's not fair, it's not right, et cetera, et cetera. So we come to expect it like spoiled little brats.
Right. I've never been good at tough love, but I do appreciate people that know how to do it. Like, leave them alone. They'll be fine. Watch them. Watch. They're doing fine. But I've always worried about overdoing it, so I'm glad there's some, you know, I'm glad you're around to kind of remind us all that.
Well, you know,
tough love is love.
One of the things about tough love is, yeah, I mean, but at least from what I've read, you know, again, I'll go over 30 years since it became a, you know, a topic. You know, they didn't want their kids watching the Three Stooges and all this nonsense. Is that, yeah, you know what? Once in a while, parents may go overboard. But that's not.
Right.
But that's not the highest percentage. And yes, we don't want bad things to happen, but you're not going to eliminate that.
I agree.
You want to minimize it.
I agree. Since I retired, I really learned that there may be parents out there who don't love their children as much as I expected all of them did. So I'm kind of trying to butt out. I feel like I've got to find my place, and I'm not even living in Paso anymore. So I need to kind of. That lady up in Wyoming passed away, huh? She was in Sharon. No, Carol.
Carol.
Yeah. So.
Well, okay. So why you have it, and since you brought it up, who determines from the outside if somebody loves their kids enough or not?
I agree.
Okay.
Because who knows? Who should know their kids better than that parent?
Because you don't buy your kids the latest trends? Does that mean you don't love them?
No.
Because you may discipline a little bit more than to what your standards are? Does that mean you don't love them? Does
nope.
it mean because the parents don't show it as much and maybe even spoil them? You know, you got to remember, people come from, you know, the backgrounds and particularly generations of those who from the Depression, World War II, they may not have shown as much emotion to their kids and so forth. But does that mean that they love them less?
I can't say no. You can't measure it. I mean, you gotta just. It's tough. That's why it's tough. You can't look at them and decide that.
Ah, but we have We have the good doers out there who want to implement things and do things and say things and that tell us how you should love or, right. Discipline your kid.
Right. The way they say. Yeah, the way they choose, right?
The way they say because that's the way they believe. Well, sorry, I don't believe in the way you do that and how you want to raise your kid. That's your kid. That's fine. Leave me alone.
Right. The same with somebody saying that, Lincoln didn't really walk to that one room house or Washington really didn't tell the truth about a cherry tree. You're getting in between the parent and their child now a lot of times. There used to be.
Okay. Now, we hear the stories from time to time about, people calling in here over the years that, they walked, and it's usually the, proverbial, I walked 7 miles uphill to school and 7 miles uphill back, but... And we know most of that is just not true. However, I think what it means is, you said that in the beginning, most of us didn't have buses to go to school. We had to walk, or we rode a bicycle.
Yep.
Okay, and, we had to walk, a half mile, a mile, whatever it may have been, in all kinds of weather. Not now. Uh-oh, if it's 65 degrees... These kids, and, I understand there's circumstances in some places that may be a little bit dangerous now because of society, but overall, we have just gone the other way as far as to, maybe some of these people, they have guilt, and so they want to go overboard with their love.
You're trying to cushion the kids a bit. That's your love, is trying to take away any adversity they have. If they've got to walk in the morning, so they got to get up earlier. Oh, the poor thing. Let me help here. No, butt out. So that's what I've learned since I've retired is I should butt out a little bit more.
Okay. How many people? And I'll put my hand up for this. If I came home with a bloody nose, my mom would say, "Did you start it?"
Right.
And, it wasn't like, we need to find out. No, because mom probably figured out.
Yeah.
She probably figured out, Kevin probably started it and he got what's coming to him. So, lesson learned.
Right. Make it for your good.
Yeah.
I was hoping it was Mayor Prankel. I didn't mean to get too carried away with this morning. I'm sure there's people that don't want to just hear me philosophize. So let me get off. It's Mr. Frankel's daughter.
Yeah, Dr. Faith Frankel.
I'll take that. I'll take that, and I'll take a new. I'll take three new school board members, and I'll be happy as a long time. Thanks.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye. Which, by the way, I think I have this official. Do you remember? I know you have done. I remember. I don't know. Let's see here. Okay. I think this is official. City Council, Paso Robles District 1, Chris Beal. She is running. And according to this, District 1, Linda George. Date qualified, July 20th, 2026. Chris Beal. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Date qualified, 7:30, July 30th, so yesterday. So we have two candidates in District 1. We shall see, and we'll probably hear as well. So just a couple of little things right there. Which, since the previous caller mentioned the school board candidates. So you've heard me say this for years about any candidates, particularly for city council and, primarily city council. People get up there and they ask him the same old questions. What are you going to do about public safety? What are you going to do about the roads? What are you going to do about this, that, and the other? Okay, folks, in the climate that we have lived in for several years, don't ask those questions, okay? Because you're going to get a standard answer from them. And standard answers for me, for most people, either in office or running for office, is just BS. They're going to say the nice thing. Oh, we're going to have safer streets. We're going to have better roads. Okay, that's all great. That's their job. That's their job. So think outside the box of the questions you should be asking them. And you may be able to figure out a whole lot on how they answer them or don't answer them or they do the dance. So, for example, for a school board member, you know, well, how are you going to improve grades? How are you going to do this? How are you going to do that? What are you going to do for this, the students, for students to be successful? Look, there's supposed to be a formula in place anyway with the schools from the state down. But why don't you ask questions like, do you think it's okay for boys to be in girls' locker room? Ask the question. They bring it up at board meetings. Do you think that kids should come to school and say they're a cat and we have to supply a litter box? Do you think it's proper that we have tampons in boys' restrooms in the middle schools? Ask those questions and see how they answer it. Which, by the way, maybe this will be addressed this afternoon. Just to play around, as I said, if your kid shows or if somebody shows up as a dog or a cat, ask them to leave the campus. No, tell them to leave or have them thrown off the campus because you're not supposed to be there according to state law if you think you are an animal. How about this? Chris, now I know you've been out of high school for a while, but when you were there, did they still have books, you know, per se, that you would carry to and from school?
We did have textbooks, yes.
Okay, I don't know because when I see kids going down here, I never see kids with much in their hands, not even backpacks. So I don't know. But so laptops are, would you say, more prevalent?
Yes, laptops and Chromebooks.
Okay, so if somebody thinks it's okay for a boy to go into a girl's locker room or bathroom, if I had a laptop and I had a picture of a naked girl on it, would I be allowed to bring that to school?
Are you actually asking me that?
No, I'm throwing okay. that out. I'm just throwing it out there. What's the difference? Why not? Would that be deemed inappropriate? Huh. Well, why would that be inappropriate? I can walk in their bathroom or in their locking room while they're changing. I don't understand. So those are the questions you ask. That is, what are you going to do for my child? Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Kevin. At Rotary, we had a guy that has educational programs, and he brought out something that is very interesting. The country that has the highest math scores in the whole world is Singapore. And yet their program is available to everybody and anybody, but none of the school districts in the whole United States will adopt it.
Did he give a reason?
Well, money. What else? And teachers' union. The teachers' union don't like it.
Okay, well, the question has been brought up since, Mississippi and a couple of Louisiana, I think, and a couple of other states
right.
back there. They have
been, he brought that up, too.
Yeah, they've been able to dramatically change the results in their schools. Why hasn't California or any other states that are failing looked at that and say, hey, why don't we do something similar?
Well, I agree with one person in the audience. That when he asked why the things haven't been adopted, and she said unions, and I agree.
I would also. All right, thanks for that information. That's good. So anyway, so my point is, don't ask the standard questions. Put it to them, even if it's a candidate you like. All right, so coming up, we have local news headlines, Fox News update. We also have sports. Hopefully they'll do all the baseball scores and not one that the game when the game ended at 11 o'clock last night that they're too lazy to redo it. And we have music trivia on Friday. And today's music trivia question is a combination of nursery rhyme becomes a huge number one hit. And also, it is tied in with the movie Goodfellas. You'll find out, hopefully, when we do music trivia.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. San Luis Obispo police responded to an incident at the Food for Less parking lot on Higuera Street yesterday afternoon. SLO police say 38-year-old Travis Franco of Bakersfield pepper sprayed a family in a Food for Less parking lot during an altercation. He was found later by CHP and Harbor Patrol and arrested for felony child abuse and misdemeanor unlawful use of pepper spray. Paso Robles and Templeton Chamber of Commerce is excited to announce that Wake Up Paso is back by popular demand. Wake Up Paso is the Chamber's premier morning networking and community update event. The event will be held Wednesday, August 5th from 7:30 to 9:30 a.m. at the Paso Robles Inn Ballroom. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs right around 103. It's 56 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Chris DeMeo. President Trump says Hamas and other armed groups in Gaza will disarm as part of a deal brokered by his Board of Peace.
Provisions of the plan, he said, will result in a Palestinian government in control of Gaza with no harbor for terror groups. It would also, according to the plan, ensure security for Israel.
Fox's Gernal Scott. The father of a school teacher learns his fate.
This is the first parent in Georgia and only the third in the country to be convicted for a mass school shooting committed by their child. And in this case, the dad gifted his then 14-year-old son an AR-15 rifle used to kill four people.
Fox's Madison Scarpino. Prosecutors say 55-year-old Colin Gray failed to address his son's deteriorating mental health or remove his access to guns. He was sentenced to 15 years. America's listening to Fox News.
To school is happening soon. Now is the perfect time for your student to get prepared for the new school year by having their annual eye exam, then bringing the prescription to Michael's Optical to choose a vibrant and fun frame. Now through September, save 30% on children and teens frames. Don't forget to explore the new color options of Transitions lenses to match your student's style. Michael's Optical can also provide the Stellest lens by Essilor. Be sure to ask your doctor about the Stellest lens, and Michael's Optical will be happy to fill their prescription. Michael's Optical staff specializes in filling your eyeglass and contact lens prescriptions, and they welcome prescriptions from all optometrists and ophthalmologists. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero.
Propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated, Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location. Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more. Call Delta Liquid Energy 805-239-0616 or go online DeltaLiquidEnergy.com.
All righty, we have 11 and a half minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL. Time for sports, and it's brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
No Shohei Ohtani for the Dodgers, no problem.
Swung on, hammer deep to right field. This ball's back. It is gone. Into the Seattle bullpen. Dalton rushing. A three-run shot for the Dodger catcher. It is 5-0. Home run number 12 for rushing.
AM 570 LA Sports Dodgers Radio Network. They outscored the Mariners 6-2. The Giants snapped the Padres' five-game winning streak after coming out on top 4-1. The Red Sox topped the A's 5-4, and the Braves held on 5-4 against the Nationals. The Twins are acquiring left-handed reliever A.J. Minter from the Mets in exchange for two prospects. In the NFL, free agent wide receiver Debo Samuel signed signing a one-year deal with the 49ers worth $7 million. And in the WNBA, the Aces defeated the Liberty 104-99. Asia Wilson, 33 points and 10 rebounds.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night. 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero. That's where they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. And make sure your kids are ready for back to school. All right, no humidity, so not bad, 103. Clear tonight, overnight lows in the upper 50s. 104 on Saturday and upper 90s coming Sunday. Low 90s on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then a week from today, mid-90s. Today's UV index will be 10. Up and down, 6:11 a.m., 8:09 p.m. We are at 56 degrees. And your weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero. They've been proudly serving you since 1979. How about that there? 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, hoot.
World famous pet alert brought to you by Uncle Zed's Outfitters in Atascadero. As we check in to see what animals may be out there in the highways and byways and get them where they need to be, and that's home, safe, and sound. That's kind of what we do. All right. As I look to my left, nope, there is nothing to report. They're probably just figuring out the best thing to do is lay on the floor or the tile somewhere in the house and just stay cool and not expend a lot of energy. And of course, it's easy for cats to do that. However, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. The world famous pet alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's. Simply go to TascaderoGunShop.com. Okay, Chris, I hear some because we've got time.
Oh, it's a Friday question. I'm unprepared.
Well, that's, you know, again, you have to handle things in life sometimes, you know, the unexpected. Percentage of Americans who say that God has spoken to them.
Huh. 40%.
Wow.
Pretty good answer.
That's a pretty darn good answer. Yeah, 36%.
Okay, not bad, within 5%.
The other part of this that I'd like to know is, what has he said to them?
Go buy a lottery ticket, probably.
Hey, kid, get your act together, or you're going to come see me a lot quicker. Something along those lines. I don't know. Anyway, I found that... I don't know if I... When I looked at it, I go, well, it's kind of interesting. Then I thought, I don't know if I find that higher or lower than what I thought. Maybe I thought it was going to be a little bit higher. Or, let me see, what was it? That God has spoken to them. Okay, so I guess I would look at it and say, I wonder how many people have spoken to God. I'm going to assume that that's...
probably quite, a lot higher.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot higher. A lot higher. So, anyway... all right, there you have it. We already did, et cetera, et cetera. So we're going to move on to our trivia question today. Oh, boy. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton, and the One Niner Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply there on file. This is Friday, so I play a little bit of a tease of a song. If you know the name of the artiste or the name of the song, call in. Do not answer a question with the question and watch your inflection. And that means you don't want it to sound like you're asking a question. That's, again, Sister Amadeus and Sister Teresita. Bam if you did it. Whack if you did it. Give me those ears. Okay, so here it is. I already gave you a little bit of a tease, so I will refrain from that unless needed again. And this may be pretty easy because the intro is straight in. So here we go.
Where are you?
238-5775, 238-KPRL. To join us on this Friday edition. Well, that's certainly not it. All right. Okay, so again, this was a big song going back quite a few years. And it would be considered in the genre of doo-wop. Hi, good morning.
Where are you, little star?
Would you like to continue?
No, I can't anymore. It's all I know.
That's good, sir. We have people.
I thought you'd enjoy that one.
Well, yeah, but people are eating breakfast, so keep that in mind.
No, it's too early.
Well done. May I have your name, please?
Bob Johnson.
All right, Bob, we have you down. That's The Elegance. The Elegance from 1958. And here we go with the nursery rhyme and the lead singer, Vito Pacone, who is still around. He was in Goodfellas, and he also was in The Sopranos. I don't know what part he played in Goodfellas. It was a bit part, obviously, because I've seen pictures of him before, and then I thought, well, maybe he was the guy that's in the frozen truck. But anyway, here it is, number one from 58.
Where are you, little star?
Back to 1958, number one. That is such a cool sound. Again, Vito Pacone, the lead singer on that. That was their only hit. And he has lived most of 85 years of his life in Staten Island. And quite the hit for them. By the way, it made number one on the Billboard and also number one on the R&B charts as well. There it is from 58. By the way, Randy and Rainbows, they covered the song in 1963.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. A Creston native will be participating in the world's largest international maritime warfare exercise. Petty Officer 3rd Class Hannah Higuera, a native, serves aboard the USS Theodore Roosevelt and will be participating in the Biennial Rim of the Pacific exercise. Atascadero's Free Saturday Concert Series will continue tomorrow from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Lake Park. Tomorrow's entertainment will feature Josh Rosenblum, an artist based on California's Central Coast, bringing pop sensibility to genres of Southern rock, soul, and country. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs right around 103. It's 57 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Some of the other number one songs of 1958 at the hop. Tequila, Witch Doctor, All I Have to Do is Dream, Sugar Time, April Love, Catch a Falling Star. And here's one. You think it would ever happen again? He's got the whole world in his hands. Just some of them. All right, we've got two more to go. This hour brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. They're on Ramada Drive in Calmetto Lane. Call or stop by.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.